Slaint everybody, time for another deep dive into my root cellar and culinary history. Monday will be St. Patrick's Day, which for many is a time to celebrate the patron saint of Ireland. There are four, actually, and he wasn't one of the original, and a great excuse for everyone to dig into corned beef and cabbage, green beer, or Guinness, and attempt to sing a few Irish folk songs. We've probably all heard the mythology of St. Patrick driving the snakes out of Ireland, how he is a major figure on the Emerald Isle and it's a national holiday. Truth is, St. Patrick's Day is relatively new as a celebrated holiday and not even Irish in origin. It's actually more American and was a PR campaign to combat anti-Irish bigotry in the United States. Even the tradition of dining on corned beef and cabbage is very American, likely derived from Irish immigrants co-opting the dish from their Jewish neighbors, as both often ended up in tightly packed tenements in the eastern states. New York, New Jersey, and Massachusetts, to be specific. Not to say that meal didn't exist in Europe. In fact, corning beef, or soaking it in a spiced brine, was common as a means of preserving and tenderizing a tough cut of meat. The problem is beef was an extravagance few could afford. So what is there to eat that is likely Irish? My usual go-to for a St. Paddy's Day feast is economical, rustic, and unabashedly Irish: Dublin Coddle. This stew of bacon, sausages, potatoes, and onions has a long history in the country, going back at least to the 17th century. Some notes I found on this say it's basically Irish stew, but with pork instead of lamb or mutton. It was a favorite of author and essayist Jonathan Swift, and there are some theories it goes back as far as the 9th century, being introduced by the Vikings. While named after Dublin, this is very much a country dish. Its base ingredients are something more associated with farmers and even urban factory workers, cheap, readily available, and could be grown and prepared in-house, sausages and bacon included. It can be quickly assembled and left to slowly cook, or coddle, over a hearth while people are away working. This is reinforced by its other name, black coddle, as ash from a chimney would collect on the surface as it simmered, extra carbon with my meal. Joking aside, this gives me an excuse to do another cellar raid, plus the meats are often something I have buried in my freezer to celebrate the tiny amount of Irish blood I have in me. And like Irish stew, there are many variations according to region and tastes, making it a very forgiving dish, and you can feed a crowd with this. So if you are planning a party, this is essential to true Irish cuisine. 1lb. Bacon, preferably Irish or English-style rashers. 8 pork sausages, I use either English bangers or breakfast sausages. 4 onions, sliced. 1 leek, some green tops included, sliced. 2 bay leaves, 2 sprigs fresh thyme, 1/4 c chopped parsley, 2 garlic cloves, chopped, 6 starchy potatoes, peeled and cut into 2 or 3 chunks, 3 cups ham or chicken stock, black pepper. Preheat the broiler to high. Lay the bacon on baking sheets and broil for 7 to 8 minutes, or until just starting to crisp. Drain on paper towels, slice in half widthwise, and set aside. Save the fat from the baking sheets. Heat a skillet over medium heat. Add the sausages and cook for about 15 minutes, turning frequently to brown evenly. Use a little bacon fat if needed to keep the sausages from sticking. Once done, remove and slice in half widthwise. Put the onions in the sausage skillet and cook for about 7 minutes, until soft but not browned. Use more bacon fat if needed. Layer the onions, sausages, and bacon in the bottom of a stovetop to oven-safe casserole dish. Season each layer with pepper. Add the leek, herbs, and garlic. Finish with a layer of potatoes. Season with more pepper and pour in the stock. Preheat the oven to 300 degrees Fahrenheit. Cover the dish and bring to a boil on top of the stove. Place the dish in the oven and cook for about 45 minutes, or until the potatoes are tender. To serve, soda bread to soak up the broth and steak sauce for extra flavor is also traditional. Asterisk: wash the sliced leeks in cold water to shake off any dirt and sand often found in the layers.